Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is James 5, 7 to 8. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. My theme for reflection is, when waiting feels like forever. When waiting feels like forever. If you have ever stood in a supermarket queue that suddenly stopped moving and watched the line next to you glide forward, you have tasted the spiritual struggle of James 5. Waiting is hard enough. Waiting while others seem to get ahead by cheating, grabbing, or exploiting can feel unbearable. Into that very human frustration, James speaks a simple but piercing word. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. The problem James sees is not just impatience in the abstract. It is impatience in a world of injustice. Just before these verses, he has spoken sharply to the rich who have hoarded wealth, withheld wages, and trampled the poor. In that context, be patient is not a way to silence the suffering or bless oppression. James has already named the sin and announced God's judgment on greed and exploitation. Only then does he turn to the wounded and say, do not let injustice poison your hope. Do not let someone else's sin steal your soul. James chooses a very ordinary image, the farmer. The farmer cannot force the rain, cannot command the seasons, cannot drag the harvest out of the soil by sheer effort. He works, waits, and watches the sky. Patience here is not passivity. It is a way of trusting that God's timeline, however slow it feels, is wiser than our urge to grab everything now. In our age of instant messages and next day delivery, deferred gratification feels almost heroic. Yet James insists that Christian life is precisely this: active faith in the gap between sowing and reaping, praying and seeing, suffering and vindication. Psalm 37 sings the same melody. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm 37, verse 4. The psalmist knows exactly what James knows: the temptation to fret, to rage, to retaliate when the unjust prosper. Both voices tell us, do not confuse God's slowness with indifference. His patience is not permission for evil, but time for repentance and for his people to grow in trust. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who waited for justice in Nazi prison, once wrote, "The church is only the church when it exists for others." That is the politics of patience James is after. Instead of turning our pain against one another, grumbling, judging, withdrawing, he calls us to a solidarity that groans with creation rather than at our neighbor. Patience becomes not an excuse for silence, but the space in which we listen, bear one another's burdens, refuse quick, violent solutions that crush the weakest. for us today, all over the world. James's word is deeply contemporary. Some of us are have-nots, watching others rise through corruption. Some are exhausted by slow visas, slow peace processes, and slow healing. Some are tempted to give up on church because people have disappointed us. James does not romanticize this ache. He acknowledges it and then ties our hearts to a larger horizon. The coming of the Lord is near. God's future is not a pious slogan. It is the anchor that allows us to live generously now, to choose mercy over manipulation, to stay in community instead of walking away. Patience then is the courage to keep loving in unfinished stories, to keep praying in unresolved situations, to keep showing up with open hands while we wait for the Lord who will make all things new. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life right now does waiting feel most painful? And how might bringing that specific place into prayer change the way you carry it? Number two, when you are under pressure, do you tend to grumble against others or move toward them in honest, patient conversation? And now our practical exercise for the day. Deliberately slow down one interaction. Choose one person at home, work, church, or online, and give them unhurried, patient attention. Listen without interrupting. Resist the urge to fix and simply be present as an act of trust in God's timing. Patient and righteous God, you see the injustices we endure and the impatience that stirs in our hearts. Teach us to wait without growing bitter, to hope without growing weary, and to love without withdrawing. Strengthen our hearts as we look for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Make us people who sow peace, practice mercy, and stand with the suffering while we all wait for your harvest of justice and joy. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.